Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude for the strength and confidence you provide us through your Son, Jesus Christ. In a world that often challenges our self-belief, we turn to you as a source of unwavering confidence and protection. Lord, you've created each of us with unique talents, abilities, and potential. You've equipped us for specific purposes you have set before us. We acknowledge that our capabilities come from you and in you. We find the confidence to pursue our dreams and ambitions. In moments of doubt and insecurity, remind us of your promise in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With you, there's nothing that we cannot overcome or achieve. Strengthen our faith, Lord, and help us to trust in your plan for our lives. As we step boldly into the paths you prepared for us, we seek your divine protection, Lord. Your word tells us to put on the full armor of God in Ephesians 6:10 through 18. Today we put on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, Lord. Lord, close us with this armor so that we may stand firm against the attacks of the enemy and the doubts that may try to assail us. We pray that you shield us from the negative thoughts, self-doubt, and lies of the adversity. Help us to walk in the confidence that comes from knowing that we are loved, chosen, and empowered by you. May this podcast episode be a beacon of hope and encouragement for all who listen. Let it serve as a reminder that with you we are more than conquerors, Romans 8:37. May our belief in ourselves be rooted in our unwavering belief in you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the strength. We thank you, Lord, for the confidence. We thank you, Lord, for the protection you provide. With you by our side, we can face any challenge and pursue our dreams with boldness and in faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hey you! So, have you ever caught yourself saying, I don't want to prove them right. I don't want to prove them right. I don't want to prove them correct that I have to get a 9-to-5 job. Oh, I totally lost a nail. I find so many of my clients, so many of my past clients, so many of my audience, my friends, even just people I follow in general, dealing with this negative thought. And I will tell you this right now, if you keep thinking this, you might as well just say it's true and just let it flow naturally, because that is what you're doing. When you are telling yourself, I don't want to prove them wrong, or prove them right, sorry, your subconscious does not understand. It's either thinking, okay, I don't want this, or I want to prove them right. It does not pull those trigger words into effect. So when you say, I don't want to prove them right, your brain is going, oh, we want to prove them right. Okay, great. Let's not do this. We're just going to, you know, feel like a failure. We're going to feel all the guilt. We're going to feel all the shame. We're going to feel, and we're not going to take action. So when you are dealing with these thoughts, ladies, you need to take into consideration, is this really how I want to be feeling? Because I believe in you. You are capable. You are fully capable of doing what it is that you truly desire. And you know why? Why I know that is true? Because God placed that on your heart, on your desires for a reason, for a purpose. And there's so many ladies who are dealing with this thought. And There's so many ladies that deal with this. And you know what? It comes down to, do you believe in yourself? Do you believe you are capable? Do you believe you're worthy of all these desires that God placed upon your heart? Because if you do, this thought shouldn't be an issue. This thought shouldn't even be occurring. This thought should be just completely wiped from your existence. It does not exist. It is not anything going into consideration of your goals, of your dreams, of your visions, of your purpose. It doesn't exist. Because if you have faith in yourself, as small as a mustard seed, as small as a mustard seed, that mountain in your life will be moved. You will be successful. You are successful. You're already on the way to your dreams, to your vision, to your purpose. And I will tell you right now, if you are struggling with these thoughts, I want to tell you that God is always going to be putting you through struggles over and over and over again. It's a cycle. It is a complete cycle. And the reason why he does that to you, for you, through you, with you, is because he wants you to be seeking him. He wants you to be seeking him every day, every morning, every night, every single step of your day. If you're dealing with any of these negative thoughts, any of these struggles within your life, in your business, ask yourself, who am I going to? Am I going to myself? Am I going to my old stories? Am I going to my spouse? Am I going to my pastor? Am I going to my friend? Am I going to Jesus? Am I going to him with my struggles, with my issues, with everything that is going on in my life, in my business? Who am I seeking? And when you're dealing with these thoughts, ladies, you have the opportunity, the chance to tell yourself, this is not true. This is a lie. This is not who I am. This is not who God created me to be. This goal that I have on my heart was placed here from God for a higher purpose. I am in this position in my life. I'm having this thought because I'm like this close to achieving my goal. I'm this close. And the enemy does not want me there. The enemy does not want me to reach that goal. And anytime you're having those negative thoughts, ask yourself, is this true? Is this true? Do I really believe this is true? Do I really believe this about myself? Do I really believe I'm not capable? Do I really believe that I have gone this far only to give up? Do I really believe that this is not possible for me, even though I'm watching, you know, Sally and Susie Next Door and Dave and Donald over there. I don't know where I come up with these names, but even though I'm watching them and they're being successful and they're doing all the things, if they can do it, why can't I? Why would God place this huge desire, this huge vision, this huge purpose upon my heart that I can't stop thinking about it? I wake up every single day. I'm like, I have to do this. This is my purpose. This is my life purpose. If you wake up every single day thinking about it, then don't give up. Don't ever give up. Don't you ever catch me watching you give up on yourself. Because ladies, you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. You only know what today's going to bring. And you have the chance, the opportunity to guide how your day is going to go. So if you want to continue your day going, well, what if I'm, you know, just proving them right that I can't do this, that I should go back to a 9-to-5? If you want to keep thinking that, then keep thinking that. By all means, you keep doing that. I have no control over how you're thinking, how you're feeling. But you do. So you need to really ask yourself, is this true? Is this what I want to believe? Is this really what I want to believe? And if it's not, then it's time that you start believing in yourself. It's time that you shift and you tell yourself you are capable, you are worthy, and you can do this. And you're going to have the confidence through Jesus to pursue it. You're going to have the armor of God on you, protecting you from the enemy's attacks, because the enemy does not want you being successful. The enemy does not want you being successful. That is why all these thoughts keep coming and occurring to you, because you are on the verge of a breakthrough. You are on the verge of reaching that success. You're on the verge of getting that first client, that first sale, that first whatever it is that you're pursuing. You are that close. And if you give up now and you give power to that thought, you might as well give up right now. I will tell you right now, you might as well give up right now. And I'm telling you that strong and true, because whatever you're thinking, you're giving the power to. And if you want to give power to that thought, you go right ahead. But I will tell you right now, if you do that, you're going to fail. So stop thinking that thought. Stop thinking that thought. Get it out of your head. Wipe it completely from your existence. And know that you are capable, you are worthy, I believe in you, and you can do it.
If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at SheBloomsFaithly. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.